With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A car plowed into a vehicle guarding President Biden's motorcade. The president and first lady, though, were unharmed, as Jennifer King reports.
President Biden was leaving an event at his Wilmington, Delaware campaign headquarters just after 8 p.m. He stopped to answer questions from the press when a gray sedan struck a Secret Service vehicle that was blocking an intersection before his motorcade's departure.
Why are you losing to Trump in the polls?
The president peered down the block looking surprised before agents quickly ushered him into his waiting SUV. Jennifer King, Washington.
Heavy rain and high winds hitting the Northeast for the second time in a week, spurring flood warnings, electricity outages, and flight cancellations. The East Coast has been drenched in the process. Rich Otto with the National Weather Service.
We're seeing the heaviest rain impacting portions of eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York City, just outside of New York City into upstate New York. We're seeing a couple, several flash flood warnings overspread in portions of the Northeast, including parts of Maine and New Hampshire.
Former President Trump called out three of Nevada's electors during a rally in Reno on Sunday. The former president said the electors are being treated unfairly. Former President Trump says he'll make deportations a priority if he's elected.
When I'm reelected, we will begin, and we have no choice, the largest deportation operation in American history.
And the president spoke less than 24 hours before they're scheduled to be arraigned for signing certificates stating that Mr. Trump won Nevada in 2020. Officials say more than 300 people were rescued overnight from floodwaters in Northeast Australia. This is SRN News. Battle lines being drawn in the Church of England. Here's Michael Harrington.
The House of Bishops has approved blessing ceremonies for same-sex civil unions, but not all of its members are on board. Paul Williams, the Bishop of Southwell and Nottingham, is asking all priests in his diocese to refrain from using the blessings. Bishop Williams says the prayers are, quote, a departure from the clear teaching of the Church of England. Several other bishops are expected to follow suit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The big defense bill that passed Congress last week is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House Republicans to restrict sex change operations for service members. It also fails to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy. It allows reimbursement for travel expenses when a service member goes out of state to obtain an abortion. This is SRN News. Southwest Airlines is paying $140 million to settle a government investigation over a meltdown last holiday season that led to thousands of canceled flights.
The airline will pay a $35 million fine and get credit for compensation provided to travelers. The airline canceled nearly 17,000 flights as a winter storm paralyzed operations in Denver and Chicago and then snowballed when a crew rescheduling system couldn't keep up. Southwest says it did not violate any consumer protection laws, but is striking the agreement to settle the issue. Rich Thomason reporting.
A new study adds to evidence that severe obesity is becoming more common in young U.S. children. The increase echoes national data, suggesting around 2.5% of all preschool-aged children are severely obese. A study involved young kids in the Women, Infants, and Children program, which provides healthy food benefits. More details at SRNNews.com.